Hello, I'm Jen Seeger, and my role is to lead partner profitability for the Worldwide Partner Group. My goal is to help improve business profitability for all of our partners. I'm happy to be here today to speak to you about how the cloud is opening up new opportunities to drive profitability. Microsoft partners play an important role in driving implementation, consumption, and usage with our customers. We know that when a partner is involved, customer satisfaction is greatly improved. I'd like to spend the next few minutes discussing why driving adoption of cloud services is critical to building a successful cloud business. Opportunities are growing for partners as customers learn about the value of cloud and look to realize the promise of scale and productivity. According to IDC reports, worldwide public IT cloud services revenue will reach $127 billion in 2018. A study by Markets and Markets indicates that the managed services opportunity will reach $256 billion. These opportunities will help accelerate the business transformation for the entire industry. What an exciting time for everyone. According to the IDC Partner Profitability eBook, cloud-oriented partners have 1.5 times higher gross profit percentages and 1.6 times the recurring revenue as a portion of total revenue than other partners. It's clear that top-performing partners are incorporating cloud as a part of their overall successful business model and are seeing higher revenue per employee, higher gross profit, higher customer acquisition, and faster growth. If you're just getting started, it's not too late. Cloud-oriented partners have been in the cloud for 3.5 years versus 2.3 years for the rest. That means there's only about 1 year gap between cloud leaders and cloud followers. It's not too late. Get started now. During our research, we learned that cloud partners are evolving and transforming their current business models into three main business models: project services, managed services, and IP services. There isn't an exact formula for success, but the key is finding the right combination of business models to drive profitability. Business leaders should use market data around new buying behavior for cloud and managed services to trigger the discussion around a reassessment of their business. The objective is to set a new strategy for the organization, invigorate the sales teams, and get the employees behind it. Adoption is at the center of everything. In the past, many IT transformations were so complex and technical that often the outcome of the solution was overlooked. Instead, the IT transformation itself became the focus. Those days are gone. Driving adoption should be at the center of any cloud transformation. So what's cloud adoption and why should you care? Cloud adoption is achieved when customers use the service they purchase on a regular basis, realize the value of the service, and the service becomes critical to their daily lives and work. Selling the cloud is not enough anymore. To ensure long-term success and recurring revenue, partners must begin to focus on driving adoption. By focusing on adoption, you'll use the cloud to create a continuous revenue stream, increase customer satisfaction and loyalty, and grow and extend your opportunities with customers. We heard from many of you that now that you could see the opportunity, you wanted more guidance on how to make the change. We reached out to survey and speak to partners to identify the top best practices for driving adoption of cloud services. And you can see our key insights on the slides here. We found that it's important to sell with the intent to drive customer lifetime value. First, sell the value of the business outcome to buyers. Help them understand the benefits they'll realize from the service. When you're deploying and implementing the new services, take a staged approach to avoid overwhelming your customers. Position the value of managed services and how you can help the customer to save time and cost by outsourcing key functions to you. Look for opportunities to integrate cloud solutions with other line of business applications. This will be another opportunity to drive project services revenue. Many partners develop a trusted advisor status with customers and then utilize this to increase customer penetration by identifying upsell and cross-sell opportunities and next logical purchases. Many partners have reported that when Microsoft releases new features and functionality, they use this as an opportunity to reach out to their customers to upsell new services. To break down a successful adoption even further, you can see that there are four main steps, beginning with selling it right. Selling it right not only means selling the right solution to your customers, but also closing every deal with a deployment plan and clear path for the customer to fully utilize the solution. The next step is to implement or deploy the solution. This includes ensuring that the customer's existing system is properly integrated with the new cloud services. Once deployment is complete, the next step is to drive usage and customer value by identifying the specific business scenarios to help launch the new service. It's really critical that you have executive buy-in for this step to be successful. Finally, now that you've secured the customer's loyalty and trust, you'll begin to have opportunities to grow and extend by introducing new workloads and scenarios. Partners play a vital role throughout the customer lifecycle in engaging the customer and driving loyalty and adoption. This slide provides some tips on how you can add value throughout the customer lifecycle and help your customers realize the value of what they've purchased. Ultimately, profitability is closely tied to customer loyalty, adoption, and satisfaction. I hope that this session helped provide clarity and guidance to help you drive profitability. If you want to learn more about partner profitability and all of the resources available to you, please visit the MPN Partner Profitability site and Cloud SureStep. Before I sign off today, I want to call out two specific resources. The Cloud Adoption Profitability Playbook provides insight into how you can build a profitable business driving adoption of Microsoft Cloud Services. The second resource is a weekly webinar series called Partner Profitability Wednesdays. Each Wednesday, we'll present a webinar geared towards partner profitability, and each session will be followed by live Q&A with the subject matter experts. If you missed the live session, you can catch the past events on demand. Thank you for your time today.